Hey, everybody. Anybody needs some real estate financing? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Just closed my latest deal, another sale in Wynwood. That's right, another creative sale in Wynwood. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. This time we helped a couple folks that needed some cash real quick. We closed real fast. So if you need cash quick, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much for all that patriotic music. You're the best. I hope everybody's having a safe 4th of July out there. We're talking more real estate technology with Andre Senni. Did I get it right that time? Finally, Wanda's giving me the high five. Andre, introduce our next guest.
Thanks, Jim. We've got Matt from RealNex joining us with his own special guest, Duke, and I'll let him do that introduction. But Matt is a through-and-through business dev sales guy with RealNex, an incredible platform, and a welcome co-host here for Freed on Technology.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you. I'm really excited to have you, Matt. Sorry I stepped on you, Andres. Matt, why don't you introduce Duke and tell us what he does, too?
You know, thank you so much for having me on once again, guys. It's always a pleasure being on here, especially this awesome 4th of July. We have a special guest with me, Duke Long. He's the creator and author of DukeLong.com. He's a renowned commercial real estate practitioner, and he's really in-depth in the technology industry, also one of the most quotable people in the commercial real estate industry, Duke Long.
Hey, Duke. Welcome to the show, man. Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Glad to be on.
Now, Matt, why don't you ask Duke a good question to help him get rolling here?
Yeah, so I wanted to have Duke come on here today because Duke and I are always chatting about theory, tech, and industry, as well as the broker side of what's going on. But Duke has kind of both perspectives down. Not only is he an active broker, but he's also on the technology, a lot of different technology boards on here. And, you know, we were kind of chatting about different things that are going on in the industry, broker side, technology side. And we wanted to kind of get some feel on what's happening, what's the change, what's disrupting, what's innovation. What terms am I overusing right now, Duke, and why are they relevant or not relevant to commercial real estate? And we want to hear from you.
Well, all of the terms you just used are way overused and not relevant, in my opinion. I mean, everybody throws around disruption and innovation and change like it's just a normal thing that happens all the time. And I do think it does happen, but also part of what commercial real estate is still a very traditional asset class. I mean, it's one of the three largest asset classes in the world. From a change standpoint, there's not a lot that's really broken within commercial real estate. I think some of the technology things that are coming along can and will help it, but part of that is to not really mess it up too much. So I think some of that stuff where we're innovating this and we're disrupting that. Disruption in what way? Where, let's say you have a company like WeWork, people say they're disrupting commercial real estate. All they're doing is helping people use space in a different way. It's still basically leasing space out. They're doing it differently. So I think it's a little bit overused, and, you know, it's easy to throw those terms around. But part of it is there's not so much that's broken right now.
So, Duke, what do you think is an opportunity in commercial real estate with all this AI and all these different information being so easily accessible? It used to be that real estate was all about hard work, and I used to say information arbitrage. Now everybody has information. What is it that gives the real estate professional the edge today?
I still think, that's an excellent question, I still think it is data, believe it or not, and information. I think people are consuming that data in different ways, and there are a lot of different aggregators out there that are feeding that data to some of the commercial real estate people. When there's an anomaly in some of those data situations, that's when something can happen. I think also that you've got so many other parts and pieces that are coming into what commercial real estate is now. It's much more of a relevant part of everyone's business every day. You've got autonomous cars that the people talk about and all these other different things. So, I don't know if there's, again, that biggest fast change, but to go back to your original point, I still think data is the key. Data is the gold. Data is the oil. Data is whatever metaphor you want to throw out there. Plutonium, somebody said the other day.
So what's the best data management platform that you've been working on, Duke?
Wow, that's a good one. There's a couple of new companies out there. VTS, obviously, is a great data platform. There's a new company out called Lightbox, and they are doing all the basic underwriting of almost every major property in the United States. They're basically data-oriented. A lot of the other brokers that I deal with, they do it on the local level through their local MLSs and also information that they get from other sources. Cherry Core, that's a company. That's a really good company to look at. I'm trying to think of some other ones. Those are the ones that kind of come on top of off the top of my head.
Andres, I stepped on you. You had a question.
No, not a question. I think Duke's spot on in a lot of aspects. Look, the industry leaders are those with the drive and the opportunity to move forward. Your fingers can walk much further than you can, but data knowledge are what gets you there. How you get that data, how you get that knowledge, and how you use it, and your ability to actually use it are what make you successful. And that's where VTS and some of the others you mentioned are key, as well as Siri Collaborative, RealNext. It's just a matter of what fits for your business and what fits for what you do. You can't stop. Nothing is revolutionized, but it is evolving. I would say that the space is evolving, and those that evolve with it survive.
So
not only do they survive, they get fat and happy and are doing very well.
So, Matt, you guys have been in the space since the beginning. How have you evolved and changed over time to meet the ever-changing real estate environment?
Well, you know, one of the overused terms is, the cloud, the ability to have cloud and scalability. We've changed to make things more simplistic, more intuitive, and easier to utilize. But, you know, our core hasn't changed. Like, Andrea said, is, you know, your fingers can walk farther than you can, but at the end of the day, it's still going to be you doing the work. There's nothing that's necessarily going to replace the quote-unquote human element or the broker that we see any time in the future. So our core elements always stay. We just made it more user-friendly, more adoptable by making it more user-friendly and more intuitive is what we've really done. So we worked a lot on our UI, which is your interface and the way it looks, just making things prettier and sexier.
Yeah, it seems to me like the way to get somebody to adopt is to make them feel at home. So, Andreas, tell me a little bit about how all of these types of technologies would interface with the Real Estate Collaborative.
So for us, pretty and sexy is good, and it's a key component. We find it's a hybrid world. You have tech adopters and the tech adverse. So you've got to service both ends, and you've got to provide service from end to end across the industry, just as once upon a time the broker, Duke, as a broker and myself, we had all the knowledge in our head, and we provided that data across the space to the professionals, to the providers through email. Now with all the platforms, you need to move that data faster and streamline it across every system, and that's where the collaborative comes in. We stitch together, we connect the data across your systems. That way you enter it once, you work smarter, you work faster with the support and the involvement of the technology community so you can get back to making those calls and closing those deals.
Okay, now
it's just that simple.
Now, Matt, let's say that I'm, looking around, I cruise, I find your spot on the dial. What's the main focus of your platform?
What we're doing is we're trying to offer a comprehensive solution, all one place, all one price, that brokers can get into at a very cost-effective way. And again, having more of a simplified solution that anybody can get involved. You get a commercial real estate license, and now we give you the platform. We're not a data provider, so we rely upon other data providers and companies like CRE Collaborative to help along with that. And Duke mentioned earlier, like Cherry and so forth. And we've been in talks with all these different companies, and we start seeing the whole landscape start changing. Whereas a long time ago, maybe Andreas and myself might not communicate or collaborate. And now we're seeing everybody now is kind of playing the sandbox nicely, and we want to help each other along. And that's an interesting thing that we're going to start seeing, especially over the next few years, on how all that works.
That's exactly right. The industry went from let's all talk to no, I'm not talking to you, it's mine, to now the end users, the actual professionals, saying, well, wait a minute, I want this, I want that, it should talk. And that's at least where we fit in perfectly, given the time, the space, and where we are. And companies like RealNext, given their growth, what they're doing, they can only benefit from having those open connections to make their experiences richer. When a user doesn't have to spend extra time adding their data or worry about data error, moving data, then all of these platforms become more powerful because, to Duke's point earlier, it's a by-choice industry. I do business this way. I need this solved. How do I get there faster before the next guy with more flash, with more sex, to Matt's point, that lets me sell more business? And it's a combination of technology, working smarter, and connectivity. Shaking hands, what we used to do in person, has to happen digitally between our platforms. That's why we exist. At least that's why the collaborative, CRE Collaborative, exists.
Wow, that's just terrific. Now, why don't we take a quick break right here? Can you guys stick with me for just one more segment?
Sure, no problem.
Awesome. All right, well, listen, we'll be right back. Wanda, let's get patriotic. Let's get the flags out there, the jets flying, and we'll be right back with our friends with real estate technology here on Freedom Business, 4th of July edition.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackson's back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there, Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
Hey, everybody, happy 4th of July. When you're looking to buy or lease a car this 4th of July weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. What's the Warren Henry advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee. And, of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Oh, yeah. Life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Long after the thrill of living is gone. A little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different. Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hey,
Welcome to Miami, everybody.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're all here. We're all trying to go to the same place, do the same things. Everybody stay mellow out there. I want to give a shout out to our first responders. Thank you for always listening to the show. And I want to give you guys the idea to give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you with a real estate deal. Just closed another one in Wynwood. This one was for one of the big international real estate development firms. Helped a family out. The family needed to sell. We helped them sell. We helped them close fast. We can help you too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe I can give you a hand with your real estate deal. Maybe you need some creative financing. Had somebody come to me just yesterday, say, Jim, can you close a deal by next Tuesday? I said, no, how's Friday? They said, okay, 10 days, Friday, including the 4th of July. That's the day after the 4th of July. We're going to do that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why are you going to give me a call? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much, Wanda, for all of the great patriotic music. I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July. I hope everybody's driving safely out there. Make sure that you continue to listen to 880 AM The Biz when you're on vacation. I want to welcome back Andre Senni. He is our tech guru from Real Estate Collaborative. And Andres, who do we have with us today?
So we're joined by Duke Long, top influencer in the space, longtime influencer in the space, real estate professional, and Matt Smith over from RealMX, another longstanding platform, technology, and top professional here in the space. Couldn't be a better July 4th, talking freedom of data, freedom of liberty on this holiday.
Very free, so, very free. Let the freedom reign.
Duke and Matt, talk more.
Yeah, Matt, it's all up to you. Why don't we go to Matt? Matt, tell us a little bit about how you and Duke have been working together.
So Duke and I, when did we meet? A few years ago. I think we all met through social, and that's where I met both of you on there. And Duke and I met on social, and then we just kind of sparked up a relationship from there, and things have been absolutely fun. But, Duke, when did we meet? What were we doing?
Well, we were in high school when we met, and it was years and years ago.
Oh, that's too much. Hey, that's mine. I want $10 for that.
That was probably 6-7 years ago, and part of that was because of Twitter and LinkedIn and other things, and people were just then starting to be able to connect and grow. And, now, again, we're friends, and I know your family and all those things is fantastic. But back then in the day, there was hardly anybody out there. So my whole thing was kind of to build the tribe. And it's now a global tribe, which I think is fantastic.
It really is. Yeah, we're all connected here by social. Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's all right. I was just saying, there's no bigger tribe right now. And Jim, you see that on there. You were on the Legend CRE channel with me and everything. And, yes, and one of the questions that a lot of people have been asking me lately is, on the tech side of things and shrinking time and processes and everything, how are things going to evolve, and how do you see kind of things evolving here in the future, Duke? And this is kind of a two-part question. And then who will empower those people? And then kind of what happens next? I know that's a big question, but I wanted to give you a little bit of time to answer that. So shrinking time and processes and focusing on what's important, empowering these, and what will happen next.
All right, I got a really quick good answer to that. A quick story. There's one of the largest, institutional owners of real estate in the world. They went to one of their company vendors or someone that they do business with, and usually that process, if they asked them to do something for them, would take 30 to 45 days. And this humongous institutional owner said, we want it done in 3. And they said, we can't do it in 3. They said, well, we're going to find somebody who can. Mm. So part of that is now we can shrink time, and the process is that where it would take 30 days now can take 3 days. The other part that I think that we're not focusing on that maybe will change a lot of things is that no one is at this point, but they're starting to empower the actual users or tenants within the building. No one is empowering them beyond the broker side and the trading side of that information back and forth and deal doing. What happens when those tenants or users actually get empowered with data and information, and what do they do to affect the market? So I think that is kind of what's going to be next, and I think that creates great velocity in the marketplace. I think it makes it better. It makes it more transparent. Some people don't want that, but maybe the way we're going, it's going to be that way anyway.
So, Matt, what are you seeing in the future? You sit in the crossroads of all kinds of different folks.
The key word, transparent. We see a lot of things being more transparent across the market. And, you know, that goes back to, you know, what Andrea said, is everybody wanted to share, and then nobody wanted to share. And then the end user starts to decide, and the end user is deciding that they want transparency. They want, open borders and so forth when it comes to solutions and technology and everything that's going on. And things just get a lot more collaborative. And I think that makes the transaction more humanized, if that's a word, how you want to say it is. Before it was kind of, I'm going to get this technology platform and I'm going to win more deals. And they thought they were going to be able to automate emails. And we start seeing those drip campaigns and stuff kind of go away. And now they're a little bit smarter, but they're also more interactive. They're more humanized. There's more human element to it. And, and again, back to what Duke said, is they're shrinking the time. And that's one of the things that one of our tools does is gives back a tenant rep 75% of their time. So we're finding out that, you know, folks with solutions, they're not eliminating, but they're being able to, enhance their lives, their careers, and so forth with our technology platform. So start seeing that time process shrink, more time, more enjoyment, and more human element.
Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for coming in today and being on our 4th of July show, giving up your vacation day today. I really do appreciate it. If folks want to get more information or find everybody, I want to go kind of through everything. Duke, you're DukeLong.com, right?
Yep. No, I'm not hiding at all. Sure.
Matt, how do we find you?
Realnext.com, or you can always reach me at msmith@realnext.com.
And Andreas, how are we going to get you in a real estate collaborative?
Join us, see us at creco.ai or crecollaborative.com. We're ready, willing, and able to help on your technology needs and connect you to what you need, how you need it.
I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the 4th of July. It's been a great show. We're going to give it back to Wanda now to finish out the show. But everybody have a great 4th of July, and I'm looking forward to having everybody back on our technology show again next month. Duke, thank you so much. Matt, thank you so much. And Andreas, of course, as always, thank you so much.